Well, today, Adam goes quite sideways on Al Sharpton, and we talk a little bit about Trump and his unpredictability. And personally, it tires me out and how people respond to him. He's pretty predictable, but people respond as though it's unpredictable and plays right into his stuff. We tell you all about that today. But before we get into it, our friends at Tommy John, that's right, a lot of underwear brands claim to be big on comfort. So why are 75% of women dissatisfied with their underwear? Well, it's because they haven't found their way to Tommy John. None of those people are dissatisfied. Over 7 million pairs sold, 96% of their customers rating them with 4 stars or more. It is the, what is their guarantee? Yes, the best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. The legs never ride up. Waistbands never roll down. Horizontal quick draw fly saves men over 217 minutes of fumbling. Featherlight air fabric guarantees 0 visible panty lines for women. It's all backed, as I said, by their best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Right, Matt?
That's right. Hurry to TommyJohn.com/ADS. Right now, you'll get 20% off your first order. That's TommyJohn.com/ADS for 20% off. Everybody wears them here. You know you love it. TommyJohn.com/ADS.
Just $25, you get wine and gifts. Ace's favorite stuff or products from ACS. Every single month, you get the drink you choose. It's hard to beat cool stuff and booze. Adam's Monthly Nut. Adam's Monthly Nut.
You heard Dick. It's time for the fourth month of Adam's Monthly Nut. This month's shipment includes a 15-pack of Dude Wipes on the Go flushable wipes. They'll leave you as clean as a whistle. 3 packs of Crazy Go Nuts, flavored walnuts, a snack that won't make you fat, a Beats by Ace bracelet, a helpful reminder to let you know that beets aren't killing you, a copy of Not Taco Bell material with the Ray chapter signed by Rezo himself, and of course, a bottle of Mangria or 33 wines. This $60 value is yours for only $25. Sign up for 1 month or keep the shipments coming. So prep your mail's box and get ready for Adam's Monthly Nut. Hurry, we will sell out.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, got to get on.
Yeah.
I want to thank LifeLock and Pluto TV, True Car, Tommy John for sponsoring this show. Drew.
Yeah, you wearing your Tommy John?
I am not.
Oh, it's a rare day.
I wear my Tommy. I was wearing them earlier today.
There you go.
I was wearing them when I took Philly cheesesteak for a big fat walk. Always wear them underneath my trunks. Always wear them when I'm on the rowing machine or doing anything physical. But I'm wearing my jeans now, and I tend to go commando under the jeans.
So that's
how I roll. I was wearing Tommy John earlier.
Thought it blazed into my head.
Good. You picture that?
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
We want to talk about, let's talk about Al Sharpton.
Okay.
Al Sharpton, there's an interesting thing that I enjoy, which is everybody on the left and all the Democrats hate Donald Trump so much that when he comes out against a race hustler and a charlatan like Al Sharpton, they all have to leap to his defense, which I find to be comical because Al Sharpton is a horrible, horrible fucking race hustler. And the notion that you have to fucking defend this guy and treat him like he's
it's awesome to me. That's what he seems to be strategically doing is pushing these people.
So.
He pushed them into the Gang of Four, you know, the squad. He pushed them behind them. It's really kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think Al Sharpton kind of represents everything that's wrong with today and the black community and who they choose to look to and why they have fucking leaders and who this guy is in the first place. This guy's a bad guy. He's been involved with many, many. First off, you want to talk about racist. I believe Sharpton and his feelings about the Jews are much more racist than anybody's feelings about Al Sharpton. Mm. He's made many fucking, said many, many horrible anti-Semitic things. He's caused fires and fights and deaths. I mean, he's a fucking bad dude. And he's, there's nothing about him that's religious. He basically rolls into town, threatens to boycott your business. You give him a check and he goes home.
Wow.
That's who, this guy's a fucking hustler. And then, well, first off, look at Al Sharpton. Did you ever see Al Sharpton from the 80s?
The fat one?
Fat Al Sharpton, yeah. With his fucking gold medallions and his hair slicked back and shit.
Oh, I got to look that up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, show us some pictures, Matt. You can show it. Al Sharpton from the
80s. The notion that you would nuzzle up to this guy, the notion that somehow, oh, he speaks for us as a member of the black community. If this guy was a member of the white community, he'd be the biggest fucking joke you've ever seen. Nobody. Can you imagine a white version of the Al Sharpton? That'd be like me going, that'd be me and Drew going, hey, Matt, hey, Dylan, Drew, I think Joey Buttafuoco speaks for us as a member of the white community. I think Joey Buttafuoco, we should give him a show on CNN. He echoes our thoughts. He speaks for the community.
Did he have gastric bypass or something?
I guess. When something happens to white people, we need Joey Buttafuoco to show up and smooth things over.
He really lost a lot of weight. I've forgotten it was that much. Wow.
He fucking was involved in that whole Tawana Brawley thing. That was all fucking hoax.
What was that? I remember that.
There was a... He was involved with this whole Crown Heights fucking pogrom with the Jews and fucking getting people killed and stuff. He's horrible.
What was this? I don't remember this.
Well, the reason you don't remember Tawana Brawley is because it's not...
Discussed.
It's not discussed, yeah. Because the news leans toward Sharpton, Reverend Sharpton. She was a black girl who... I think she was like 15. She ran away, or she didn't come home night or whatever. The real story is she was scared to come home too late from visiting with her boyfriend or something, get in trouble with her stepdad. So she like tore her sweater and smeared fecal matter in her hair and wrote like KKK in her chest or something, and like threw herself into a shrub and then said, these white guys attacked me. One of them was like a police officer, and the other one was a whatever.
I thought, what's his name invented that?
Hmm?
The kid from Empire.
Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett.
He fine-tuned it a little, but Tawana, she invented it. Yeah. And then Al Sharpton got in on her thing. And then, of course, Al Sharpton was crusading for justice and everything else. And didn't have anything to go off of. And eventually, one of the guys who he was smearing went, I'm going to sue you if you don't back off. And he just went, fucking bring it. And he got sued and he lost. Sharpton did. Mm. But he was still basically hustling this whole story, which wasn't the people. He was just smearing the people who were, you know, obviously saying you took this 15-year-old black girl and rubbed fecal matter in her hair and raped her and wrote, you know, KKK in her chest and stuff. I know, by the way, you did that, Dr. Drew. And then he just took off with that. Never apologized. Never had any, never anything. Mm. Never took a step back. No facts supported his assertions. And he got sued and lost. Yeah, sorry. I don't know what you have on that, Dylan. But
he said that this went all the way up to the state government, who were trying to cover up for the defendants because they were white. And they further suggested that the Ku Klux Klan and the mafia had conspired with the U.S. government in the cover-up.
So they wouldn't accept the reality of things?
No.
Hmm. Was she 15? She's a 15-year-old girl who just cooked this up because she didn't want to get into trouble. Basically, sometimes 15-year-old girls make mistakes. They don't think right. They don't want to get yelled at by their stepdad for not coming home one night. So that's what she did. She 15, Dylan?
Yes.
Anyway, oh God! And then that whole like Crown Heights thing. Some Jewish guy was like driving home and I don't know, lost control of his car. He like jumped the curb and ran over a young black kid and killed the black kid. And then the entire black community went after the Jewish community, and guess who was at the front, like fucking screaming, fanning the flames? And of course, they killed the Jewish guy. They stabbed him to death on the street and everything. It's all stuff they don't really talk about that much, but that was all Sharpton's early work. Just fucking.
When was this?
This was like in the 80s and in New York, I guess.
Crown Heights thing was in 91, and he was referring to the Jews as diamond dealers.
Well.
Look,
in Manhattan, there's something to that.
When you, oh, thank you, Drew. when you get a fucking business, when you get businesses burnt down because you're fanning flames and agitating people, and somehow also simultaneously becoming a spokesperson for these people, this is first off. This isn't a Jewish guy on the rampage. This is a guy who, like, I don't know. He lost control of his car, jumped the curb, and tragically, he hit somebody, and the person he hit was black. That's not a reason to riot. That's called a vehicular manslaughter. It's a mistake, and it's probably happened 200 times since I brought this thing up in the last 15 minutes. But not Al Sharpton. He wasn't going to let this one go by. There was a banner at the funeral, for the little black kid that said Hitler didn't do the job. I mean, Sharpton's been involved with a ton of this shit. He's horrible. He's horrible. He's embraced by the left as a spokesperson for the black community.
Has he calmed down a bit?
No. He's out today.
No,
doing
you know
every
what I mean?
Bit.
I mean, is there anything?
Yes, he's gotten old. He had his back. Thank you, Drew. Yes, he's calmed down a little bit.
I one of the things that bothers me these days is that nobody's allowed to rehabilitate themselves from anything. You know what I mean? That's just generally the way we are these days. And
he's not rehabilitated in terms of he's never apologizes for anything and he never owns anything. Yes, he's 70 years old and he's slowed down, but he's never taken his foot off. You know, he's never pumped the brakes. He's right. Just now he's a spokesperson. And he's on fucking CNN and he's counseling people and all these fucking politicians have to nuzzle up to him like he is something, but he's not. He's a fucking hustler. He's Don King. So fucked up and sad. I have no – what is wrong with people, Drew? Why would you look at this guy of all people and go, he speaks for me? It's an anti-Semite.
I'm going to argue.
Of course you are because, Drew, you have two modes. I don't know anything and I disagree. Right. You don't have a mode where you go, I know, let me add to that.
Except not only that, but people say the same thing of Trump, though. They say the same logic, which is he shouldn't speak for you because he says horrible things.
I don't think he does speak for me. He's not the leader of a community. He doesn't need to show up as the representation of white people. He's the president, but he doesn't speak for white people. He's not the leader of the white people community. That's Joey Buttafuoco.
LifeLock, everybody. That's right. Many threats in today's connected world. It takes just one weak link for criminals to get in. Of course, when personal information is exposed, that's where it really begins to become a problem. There's a database belonging to a Chinese smart home device that was exposed, including more than 2 billion logs containing everything from user passwords to account reset codes. That's right. Many threats, so you have to do something, and LifeLock is what you want to do. It takes just one weak link. Personal information is exposed. Someone could use it to commit identity theft. Good thing with LifeLock identity theft protection, you've got the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices that you can't easily see or fix on your own. It's a new world. We all want to take advantage of the connected world, but you know it has some liability associated, and that's why you need to be protected with LifeLock identity theft protection. Right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code ADAM for 10% off your first year. That's promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
So here's the point. The point is Sharpton is a shady race hustler. He has been his entire career. Now, Trump singled him out and went after him on Twitter, calling him a race hustler. And because Trump did that, now everybody, Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren, have to tout Trump, sorry, have to tout Sharpton as a hero, which is sad. And I'm saying, just because Trump calls him a race hustler doesn't mean you need to rush to the race hustler's defense. You can simply be a broken clock can be right twice a day.
Right.
You can disagree with Trump on everything and maybe agree with him on that Al Sharpton's a race hustler.
No, they can't. They cannot agree to anything.
So now, because they're stupid, they have to make all these glowing comments about Al Sharpton, who's been nothing but a race hustler, a check casher, and an anti-Semite his entire adult professional career.
Isn't it weird, though, how Trump, who is never deviates from his protocol, you know what I mean? He's very predictable. People respond to him as though he's unpredictable and we can't tell what's going on. And then they react in ways that feeds into his goals. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they play into his hand. It's so bizarre to me to see that over and over again.
Look,
it's like, when do you learn?
Here's the problem.
Just let it go by.
Al Sharpton is not a good dude. There's plenty of records of him. I mean, there's video of him saying stuff that's horrible. There's plenty on him.
Yeah.
And now Elizabeth Warren is on record as calling him a hero. So you've played into Trump's hands.
Yeah.
You didn't need to chime in.
But now what that does is, I'm sure there are plenty of Jewish folk that are interested in Elizabeth Warren. Now they will really think about that.
No, they don't care.
Oh.
Jews don't care.
Oh.
They vote left. That's
unless
it.
Unless you say something bad about Israel or Jews, then they just go on. All you got to do is breathe something negative about Israel and they're poom.
Poom where?
To somebody else in the party. But the point is Elizabeth Warren will be jeopardized by that.
I disagree.
Okay.
I think the most Jews are very progressive.
Yes, but they will not stick with a candidate that says something. I mean, I'm surprised sometimes about how picky they are.
Most the people on the left are anti-Israel. I mean, they're into the whole divest thing.
Some of them, yeah.
Many of them.
Yep.
I don't think name me one of the 20, and look, I'm putting you on the spot. You name me one of the 20 candidates on the left that's a champion for Israel, that you've heard saying we need to protect Israel and we need to defend Israel.
De Blasio,
Israel.
Is because he has a huge Jewish community,
yeah,
is trying
true.
To
– He's polling at 0%.
I know, but you asked me who.
Oh, you're right.
And
he has 0%. He's polling at 0%.
But he may get a bunch of those.
I want to deliver that news to de Blasio. Hey, I've checked the poll numbers. Oh, well, I said numbers.
0.0. Mm. Zero's a number.
Zero's a number?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, in that case, good news, boss. Because we're at zero. Pete Buttigieg?
Yeah, he's kind of the only one among a field of increasingly critical Democrats.
The new thing is the boycott and divest, and that's all AOC, and that's the left. They're going against Israel.
I know.
You're not going to get – look, most Jews vote left. If this was an issue, which is most left is anti-Israel, then most Jews, if what you said was correct, would go to the right.
Can we tweet that out, see if we can get some calls on this? Could be interesting. It'd be interesting to know. It would be. Because what I hear – friends of mine that care about this stuff care about it.
And they're very concerned about it.
Maybe that's a small number.
I think it's a small number. Yeah. I think most Jews are – well, look, here's what Jews do. As they say, as my Jewish friend Dennis Prager says all the time.
It'll be interesting. We should call him and see what he says about this. It'd be interesting if he has some insight.
He would tell you
exactly
what I'm telling you. They
all right.
don't.
All right.
They don't preach what they practice. Mm. They practice a conservative life.
Right, right.
They don't act that way, and they don't vote that way.
That's true.
The Democratic Party is not down with Israel. the Jews are down with the Democratic Party. So there's the answer to your question. Now, there may be a small group of people that are really turned off by AOC and this all this divest and sanctions and everything with Israel. That's a small group.
Well, my friend who cares about this stuff was saying that he sat next to de Blasio on a plane one time. And the whole way from the West Coast to East Coast, that's what they talked about, the fact that the left has a problem with this because the Jews are watching it and paying attention to it. And it's,
right,
it's a
but
problem
that's a – I would argue it's a fairly isolated
it may be.
Thing.
It may be. I'm certainly not arguing with you about that. I'm just – I know what people I've talked to.
Well, what percent of Jews vote left?
Oh, 85%, 80%.
Okay, which party is the one that's leading the charge against divesting and sanctions to Israel?
That's right.
Okay, argument over.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Excuse you. True car. Every car's got a story. How about you find out what your car story is with True Car? Can't put a price on those stories? Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, you can. Hell, it's hella story. Find out what that car's worth, when it's time to sell it or time to trade it in. Just go to True Car, enter your plate number, and your car's details come popping on up, then answer a few questions. Once you're finished, get a True Cash offer sent to you in minutes, which you can take to your local certified dealer, cash it out, or trade it in, whichever you'd like. You always go with True Car. When you're ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, you check out True Car. Again, you want a new car, you go to True Car. You want a used car, you go to True Car. Or you want to leave with a check and just Uber home, you go with True Car. True Cash offer not available in all areas. All right, Drew. So now we've learned that we hate Al Sharpton.
Before we tweet this out, can you guys just approve this? Jewish friends of the pod were wondering whether or not you would ever vote Republican, whether you're turned off by the anti-Israel movement within the Democratic Party.
Not just with your – just are you turned off? Forget the Republican because that won't move people as much. Just are you turned off by the
– Yeah, but they are, but they're still going to vote Democrats.
I get it. I just want to talk to them about it, just see if we can get some callers in because I'm interested.
We're tweeting
you?
Out.
All right.
Seems so weird. I also, it seems funny, or it seems, is it Ilhan Omar?
Yeah, Ilhan.
Ilhan Omar. She's Muslim, I do believe. Mm-hmm. See, I feel like she is a little loud about her anti-Israel stuff.
Yes.
I feel like she'd play that a little closer to the vest.
Right. I think all four of them, at least three of the four, are in jeopardy.
What's that mean?
There are some significant contenders coming up to move them out of their seat.
I'm just saying I don't have a dog in the fight. I just look at Israel and I go, well, they seem like a little island of sanity in a world that's pretty violent, pretty religious, and pretty chaotic. That's what I say. Mm-hmm. I also say if Sonny Natalia were to go to a country in that region of the world, would you have no thoughts about it, or would you prefer they go to Israel versus some of the neighboring countries? I would have very strong thoughts about it.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong. Okay. That being said, I tend to side with Israel when it comes to many subjects because not Jewish, not Israel, not religious, but I go, those folks seem to be running a little tighter ship than many of the folks around them who are traditionally doing a lot of combat and a lot of
it's weird.
A lot of chaos.
We don't hear about Syria anymore. We don't hear about it.
So that's where I go. And then when someone goes, hey, what about Israel and what they're getting away with and what we need to do with them? I kind of go, in that region of the world, I look at them as the least of my worries. Hmm. And maybe there is something to do with Israel. But first, we got a whole bunch of neighbors that could probably use some help before. That's the way I look at it. Now, the notion that you pick out Israel from that group, a sort of murder's row of countries that you wouldn't want your kids to grow up in, and go, we got to fix that one. That feels strange to me, and it also feels like it's propelled by something other than whatever you say it's propelled by. Could it be that they're all Jews living there? Because traditionally, are you sitting down, Drew?
Hold on.
There has been some anti-Semitism in the past, worldwide.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that was a fake.
There's been a couple of dust-ups. A
couple of them? Surely it was just a few years.
Why are you so obsessed with what's going on with that little country over there? And does it have something to do with it being a Jewish nation? Now, to this atheist, it feels like maybe that's factoring in. That's me, because otherwise, I'm not sure why you're so upset at them. But
it is weird how much history is replete with that stuff. It's just so weird, isn't it?
The Jews?
Hmm.
Well, here's what the Jews...
Let's see, today's Tuesday, or Thursday? Yeah, 4,000 years of it. It's like, what? Crazy.
Well, I found this, Drew. When people excel, when a group excels as a world, as a community, as a nation, as a neighboring nation, as anything, when somebody is excelling, you have option A or option B. Option A is, maybe we could emulate that and have some success ourselves. Option B, we need to drown them.
Mm.
Those envy. Are basically...
Envy. So it's envy or... Right. Jealousy motivates action to be like them. Envy motivates destructive impulses.
Right. When there are cultures that look at stuff and go, those guys make a good car. I bet we could make a better car. And then there's cultures that say we should blow up their cars.
Or their plans.
Or whatever that is. I'm just saying Jews have figured out a way through family and education to flourish pretty well when those around them oftentimes weren't.
Interestingly, I feel like your family and education message is shaken from the trees these days. Like people are trying to figure stuff out, and that kind of is falling out of the vapors into people's consciousness a little bit. You notice
it? Seems like there's a little more of that talk.
Like you could say it now without somebody screaming back at you some shibboleth, some slogan.
Mm.
Right?
You speaking Jew?
Yeah.
Oh, Michigash over there with your shibboleths.
How dare you?
No, of course. Well, look, first off, I'm always right. Secondly, we always eventually get around to me being right.
Right.
It takes a little time.
Yeah.
My notion of everyone trying to control the language 20 years ago didn't seem to get a whole lot of salutes. Now there's articles on controlling the language, controlling the argument. This is what we're doing. Here's what we're living in. So, yes, eventually everyone will come around and realize everything I said was correct. And now it's coming around to family and education as well.
The language control thing is something that has been around in the playbooks for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think personally, I just didn't believe we were going to go to that playbook because it's such a sinister playbook.
But mm-hmm.
Here we are.
All right. You got some homework there?
I do. We got the Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. You know I love these guys because it's free. It's easy. They don't ask for a credit card. They don't even have you sign up. You just go to the app store. You download Pluto TV app. You click on the app and you are watching TV on your phone, your Roku, your Amazon Fire TV, your Apple TV, whatever it is, wherever you stream. You put that Pluto TV in, kaboom, you're watching TV for free. And it's hundreds of TV channels, thousands of movies on demand. It is completely free. It is completely easy and legal. It's a great way to watch TV and your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. It's something you're very accustomed to. When you click on the app, you will see a menu that scrolls by just like you used to seeing from your cable or your satellite provider. Why do you wait? Do not pay for TV again. You want to cut cable? Pluto TV is the way to do it. Also at Pluto, you can check out Chassis Channel, the Corolla material on 585. Download Pluto TV now for free. Said it's free? It's free. All your favorite devices today, including phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TV, PlayStations, anywhere you stream, it is Pluto TV.
Yeah, the language, man.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
I mean, that's a sort of the Russians, you know, You know who was regaling me with that stuff was Yakov Smirnoff.
Mm.
He will tell you. I mean, he just gets freaked out when he sees us doing some of the stuff that his
I thought it was French Revolution did. Stuff as
French
well.
French Revolution too. Same thing. Same thing. I mean, you can just look at these two pustules on history, and mm-hmm. you should be learning what not to do from these experiences, these events, historical events. Instead, we don't even look at it.
Right? Yeah. Seems like we should.
Yeah.
And we're just humans. We're bound to make the same mistakes.
Right.
The wiring hasn't changed that much.
Right.
I think there's a certain hubris in thinking, well, that was them. Now it's us.
Certain hubris. It's purely hubris to go, well, we're going to do it different. It was a great idea. They just did it wrong. Mm-hmm. No, it was a bad idea. It's always been a bad idea. And the only good ideas – well, not the only good ideas, but a series of good ideas were put together and created this country. And we seem to have just like forsaken all that. We don't realize that we are a country founded on a bunch of ideas, not history, not land, not ethnicities, just a bunch of ideas. And if we forsake those ideas, well, there's not much else left to hold us together.
Yeah. It's tough. Problem is, there's a lot of loud people out there, and people feel like they need to listen to them.
Mm.
And this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to really work if people aren't frightened to tell people to shut up and get on with their lives.
Well, I think that it's kind of coming up. People are talking back a little bit more now. I mean, because the consequences are now we're living amongst it. We have homelessness. We have all these horrible problems. Here it is. Here's the consequence of these policy ideas. You like it? How are you doing so far?
When you went down to visit the homeless, what was the map? What was the plan? What was the tour?
I was doing Emily Campagna from the Five on the Fox wanted to do a documentary. So I went down with her, with Reverend Andy Bales from the Union Rescue Mission, and a law enforcement guy named Dion, who was great. And we just went and we examined what was down there and talked to lots and lots of people. Then we went to Hollywood and did the same thing. One of the interesting things, the different character of the different regions, that's kind of interesting, how the homeless quality changes wherever you go. A lot of the same stuff. Oh, there's one group that I didn't even know about, which is this group of young anarchists mm-hmm. that are angry sociopaths that just live – they're sort of left over from the Occupy Wall Street group.
Mm.
And they are just impossible to deal with. Mm-hmm. Letting those people dictate policy – or yell down policy at the city council meetings, you've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
All right.
You should know better than that.
You can check me out coming up soon, August 17th, Monterey, Golden State Theater with Adam Ray doing stand-up. And I'm doing stand-up everywhere. So just go to adamcarolla.com. If you like the cruise we're talking about, that's coming up on the 4th through the 7th of October. You get your reservations at travelbyparker.com and Chassis. Check out all our offerings there. And August 30th, Portland, Oregon, World of Speed. Oh, I went there. It's a museum. Mario Andretti's going to be there. We're doing a live podcast. So go to amcarolla.com. What do you got for it?
Go to doctor.com. The pods are all there.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew Saint. Mahalo.
This is Corolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, Chassy, Chassis Channel. Number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.